The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 1 of the addiction recovery program.
I'm Sharon, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Sharon.
What a great meeting this has been. For me, step one, I don't think I did just a step one. I think by the time I got to that point, I did a one, two, and three on some level. And my story is, we're all addicts, but my story is a little bit different. That is that I just celebrated 23 years of sobriety, and I'm 38 years old. I got clean a month away from my 15th birthday. I come from an abuse that my home was abusive. My dad was a Vietnam vet and had post-traumatic stress and on alcohol. So it was never a good mix. And I'm one of seven kids. And what we dealt with his abuse was awful. And my brother actually took his life about 12 years ago. He just never dealt with it. My other brother attempted suicide as well. I come from a long line of addicts and alcoholics. If you go up to the Salt Lake City Cemetery, there's six right there. Four first cousins are dead, three of them from this disease, and now their kids are dying from addiction. So the fact that I'm clean is really quite a miraculous miracle, and I can definitely say that comes from Heavenly Father and from the atonement. What happened for me is my dad's abuse was so horrendous that I became a runaway for the first time at 11 years old, and I got arrested and put in a treatment, and I got out of treatment for the first time, and then I met a man babysitting. I used to babysit for this man's family all the time, and I never really understood why I would babysit, because there was always an adult there. And this particular day, there was one of their brothers there that, anyway, he had just gotten there from California with his family, and he was in his 30s, and I was babysitting, and he was there alone without his wife and kids, and he told me how pretty I was, and I never heard that before, and really, from a man in a way like that, I didn't think too much of it at the time, except for I just knew I wanted to be around him more, and anyway, he used to have me babysit, as you could say. But eventually what happened is that he would give me drugs. I've had drugs before prior to him with my brother and with friends. But his was different because he began to show me what love was in a way that was unhealthy. I would go with him, run away with him. He left his wife, his kids. I'm 11 years old, 12 with him, and I'm in this cycle, and I would get arrested as a runaway, go to treatment, go home to the same abusive dad, back to him. And this cycle perpetuated. I went through treatment 6 times before I got sober. I'm a 2-time graduate of Odyssey House before the age of 15. And I hear a lot of people want to go to prison rather than do Odyssey House. And I graduated it 2 times before 15. But what happened for me is the last time before I went to Odyssey House for the last time is that at the age of 14. Prior to that, I had just gotten out of Odyssey House for the first time. And I got home and my dad's abuse was again the same, only this time it seemed a little worse. And I went to my drug, not only this man, but I also, the drugs that came with them, cocaine, I never paid for it really, other than with my body and my spirit and everything in me. That was love. That was the way I knew it. And so anyway, I went after my dad had called me the names that he always called me that were always horrible names. I mean, he had a sexual addiction, so you can only imagine what the names were. And you just don't know what all those mean at 11 and 12 and 13. You just know it hurts really bad coming from him. And so anyway, and then he hit me again. And I went to this man, and he said, that's it. He's not going to hurt you anymore. And we crossed state lines. And so it was the first time I ran away, crossing state lines. We went to California, and I was there for a while, approaching probably a little over a month at this time. And anyway, he started pursuing. Now at this time, he's almost 40, and I'm 14, and he's starting to pursue an 11-year-old there. So I'm getting to be too old at the age of 14 for this man. He's now almost 40. But he still wanted me around, and so he started taking me to the prostitution circles in California with his cousin. And about a day before I was supposed to start that life, this man's brother called, and he was in my mom's ward. And, well, he was in our ward. I knew their whole family. I used to babysit for their whole family. But anyway, he called where we were, and he said, I know where you're at. You know, we were in a crack house in California. And he said, I know where you're at. I could turn you in a heartbeat. But he goes, I also know your home life's crap, so I'm not going to do that. But your mom got up in church today and bore her testimony crying about where her teenage runaway daughter is. Could you please, please call her? And I just said that I can't do that because you didn't know. I didn't know that. I just partially blamed her because she didn't make it stop. But you don't know at that age what she was dealing with and the abuses that she was dealing with from him. And so anyway, but it did make me think, and I had a flashback of a memory, and it was just one. So my mom, the one thing to my mom's credit is she did teach us the gospel the best that she could. She worked 18 hours days because he wouldn't work, and he was in his underwear drunk on the couch a lot. It was so, I knew what that word incomprehensible demoralization was before I ever took a drink or drug. But she would teach us the gospel in her spare time. And there was an experience when I was 8 where I watched that movie Ben. And the movie Ben is about the invasion of rats. And anyway, the next day my dad had found a rat in the backyard and it was dead. But as a little girl, I was like, oh God, please don't let anything happen to us. Please don't let anything happen to us. Basically, the invasion is don't let the rats get us. And anyway, that was probably up to that point one of the most sincere prayers I ever had. I was 8. And really, other than that, I hadn't prayed too much. But I remember that prayer, and I just thought, well, maybe prayer will work. Maybe. Anyway, the man came to get me to go off and start hooking. But I told him I was sick. When I wasn't lying, I was 90 pounds from the drugs. I was sick physically, I was sick emotionally, I was sick spiritually, sick mentally. And I got on my knees in this crack house and I said, God, I don't even know if you're there. And I said, and if you are, I'm pretty darn sure you hate me. But I said, if this is really all there is in life, is to be a prostitute or to be abused at home anymore, I'm done. And I begged him. I can still remember it to this day, just begging Heavenly Father to take my life and just saying that I wanted to die, and I wanted to. Anyway, I just couldn't imagine being a prostitute, that was all my life was worth. And so, anyway, I heard to turn myself in. I actually heard God tell me in that crack house to turn myself in. And I kind of argued with him for a little bit. I was like, really? You know, what? Here I am begging for help. He's answering me, and I'm telling him, really? And so, but anyway, I finally decided to surrender, and I went down to, there was another brother there they had in California, and we call the brother here in Utah, and we decided to make arrangements. And the deal was that I would take the brother there would pay for a Greyhound bus ticket back, and the other brother here would pick me up in Salt Lake, but the deal was no cops. That if there was cops when I got to the bus station, that I was done. I wasn't doing that. And anyway, so they had to wait for the guy I was with to go away for a while, and he did that, and they snuck me down to Greyhound bus and got me on the bus. And I pulled up to Salt Lake, and I'll still remember the paranoia looking for the cops, just because if they were there, I would have bolted. And that's because that's what I did. I ran. And anyway, they weren't there. And I turned myself in. After the man picked me up, I turned myself into youth services and let the chips fall where they may. I didn't have much faith at the time, but with every faith I had, I knew what God had told me in that crack house. And I had been at youth services for probably an hour before the police came, and they had a rap sheet a mile long against that man, and they wanted me to testify, and I couldn't do it because he loved me, right? That's all I knew, really. But another hour after that, the police came and arrested me and took me to Odyssey House again. And while I was there, two things happened. God answered my prayers. The man was arrested, and he served a prison sentence in Lompoc, California, for sexual offenses towards children and for drugs, federal drug charges. And the other thing is my mom came, and she said that that my dad had threatened her, and that an undercover officer had heard it. And the undercover officer then threatened my dad, and my dad left and never came back. And I didn't know where he was for many years. I've just found out where the last year where he is, and that's okay. You know, he's just kind of getting active again, but I still don't have the greatest relationship, and that may never come. But what happened for me is I realized that God had answered my prayers, and I was probably a good 9 months clean. I'd gotten out of treatment, and when I had remembered, I had heard a lesson in seminary, actually, from Hosea 24, verse 14 and 15, but that if we yet trust God, and if we yet stand for witnesses for him, that he will deliver us from bondage. And I just couldn't deny that God had done that for me. And I went home that day from seminary, and I got on my knees again with my brothers and sisters using in the other room. And I got on my knees, and I just said, God, if you show me how to do this life clean, I'll do it. I just don't know how. And anyway, all I know is that God has answered that prayer too, to be 23 years clean, that today I'm a missionary and also in the addiction recovery program, and to be able to go help other women. I get to serve at a place where there's a lot of women who are former prostitutes. And it's quite a miracle to be able to show them that they are daughters of a God that love him, that God loves them, but they are learning to love him just like I have. And I'm really grateful for the 12 steps. It's literally saved my life, and it saved my children's life that I didn't even have at the time. And I'm just grateful to be here, and I say in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
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 Thank you.
The full episode for Step 1 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.